Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Opinion Line. Cork's 96 FM.
Susanna Serratis, good morning to you.
Good morning, TJ. How are you?
Good. So you've written about this in your blog, that the little things that just normally irk us a bit are driving us crazy, and maybe it is pandemic linked.
Absolutely, PJ. But there is a reason for it. Now, on a physical level, stress creates heat in our body. We're familiar with the phrase, I'm hot and bothered.
Yeah.
Well, on a psychological level, this heat can turn into fiery emotions like irritation, agitation, annoyance, lack of patience. So this pandemic is causing us to feel a cocktail of emotions that perhaps we've never felt before altogether. So think of it like a pressure cooker. We have fear, uncertainty, stress, anxiety, all trapped inside of us, and it needs to be released. Pre-pandemic, this happened by default or on autopilot. We'd leave our home, go into work. A change of scenery physically helped change our emotions. We'd go to the gym or play some sport, blow off some steam there, vent to a colleague, get annoyed at someone in traffic who just overtook us. You get the gist.
Yeah.
There are all ways that help us get rid of these stored negative energy. But now,
why is it the small stuff, though? Like, we try, it's a good way to live your life, don't sweat the small stuff. But why is it that we're sweating the small stuff more than the important stuff?
Because now, for the first time, we need to look at our emotions on a very conscious level. It's not happening on automatic, so the emotions are stacking up. They're stacking up one on top of the other, on top of the other, on top of the other. We're in the same place with the same people that we just lose our patience. So we really need to start learning how to control our emotions, or our emotions will actually start controlling us.
Yeah. You mentioned in the blog those annoying ads on TV. Now, you mentioned insurance ads, but ads in general. I tell you a funny story. I was watching something on the Virgin Media player last week, and whether you know it or not, they break the programs with an ad break. And I thought, if I saw the ad for the bloody Dyson Who for one more time, I was going to put my foot through the screen.
TJ, I actually bought one. I actually bought one, and it has transformed my life. It's all about making life easy.
Yeah, yeah.
Or the crowd from Aldi, you know, who saved €429. I mean, were they having fillet steak and champagne for dinner? You know, you're looking at the ads and you're going, oh no, it's not. The things that shouldn't bother you are bothering us, and it's down to this, you call it pandemic irritation.
It is. It's pandemic irritation. I actually did a poll there on Instagram, and over 88% of people are feeling it. It's just a collective emotion that we're all feeling. We're not used to being in confined spaces with small bubbles of people. We're used to having our freedom, getting out of it about, and that's really when we vent our repressed energy. And we really need to start knowing how to regulate our emotions. And it's a skill, and it can be learned.
Yeah.
That's the good news.
You find yourself saying to those around you at least once a week, take no notice of me. I'm like a demon. I'm like a devil. Over nothing. Isn't that right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we're all feeling the same. So when you say that to someone, they're going to understand as well. They're going to have a huge amount of empathy and compassion there.
Yeah. And it's the little things that people do. Like I demonstrated this morning, and I'll do it again. Like, this is of minor annoyance to most people, but watch this. That, right?
Oh,
the idea of speaking through a mouthful of apple. I want to reach into your mouth and pull the apple out of your throat.
Or if someone is chewing with their mouth open.
Oh, that, oh yeah, oh God, yeah. You can see it all being moved around. It's like watching a dishwasher or a tumble
really
dryer.
Yeah. But look, PJ, if we have a good quality sleep, if we eat wholesome foods, if we exercise, these are all ways that we can actually regulate our emotions. So when someone does that, you won't get as annoyed. You probably still will get annoyed, but not as annoyed.
Is it a good idea to remind ourselves every so often to just take it easy and don't be overreacting to things that don't deserve an overreaction?
Absolutely, PJ. And I think that's one of the benefits. Not that there are many, but that's one of the benefits of this pandemic, because it's helping us realize what is important. Don't sweat the little stuff, the big stuff where... It's all about really practicing the art of being gentle with ourselves and kind to each other.
You talk about taking a minute to literally calm down before combusting. Draw one more breath.
Yeah. Because it's about being proactive rather than reactive. It's so easy for us to just jump at something. But if we take a moment to breathe, we'll actually realize this isn't as big an issue as it has been in the past. So think of it like the Big Brother house. You know how in the Big Brother house, they all live in the same confined space and they find that, oh my God, a week there is a year.
Yeah.
That's how we're kind of feeling. We're like in a Big Brother bubble.
Yeah. Yeah. And you find yourself in the walk, you've heard a noise in the kitchen. And in the walk down the stairs to discover what the hell is going on, Breathe.
Just take a moment to breathe before you react.
Because the reaction causes more stress than the initial irritation ever did.
Yeah, because when you react, you're putting out this negative energy towards the other person and they feel it and then they react back. And then when they react back, it turns into a tennis match. Then you go back, and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah. You talk about writing a happy list. Now, I've said to my listeners many times, Susanna, in the last year, if it wasn't for music, I would be gone demented. There's at least an hour a day, every day, where I just put on a playlist. And I don't want to know about news. I don't want to know about pandemic. I don't even want to know about the weather. I just want my music for an hour every day. Yeah, you talk about a happy.
And do you dance?
No, God, no. No, I couldn't.
I go
around doing. I might be doing something around the house. I might be cleaning the kitchen, or you know, I might be doing a small little bit of DIY or something. But I have the music on. I want nothing else. But
really,
my
really helps. That's a really good tip.
Yeah.
Listening to music. And if you're up for it, do some dancing as well, because your body actually stores the memories of emotions.
Yes.
So by moving, you actually vent off some energy.
Yes. What's on a happy list? Give me five things on a happy list.
So happy list, it can be as simple as making a cup of tea with a piece of dark chocolate. Reading your favorite book by the window, especially on a sunny day.
Yes.
You know, when the sun shines,
Sunlight is much nicer than reading by artificial light.
Oh, it's just so nice.
Yeah.
It can be really simple things. It doesn't have to be majorly extravagant things. Mm.
Yeah.
But it's just about being aware, you know, lighting a candle, a scented candle, having a bath.
Yeah. Yeah, just
how about you? What are some of the things on your happy list?
Well, as I said, the music. And I love sunshine. I love the evening sunshine. And I love the days when I can go out. We have a little deck just outside the back door. And I can go out and sit out there in the afternoon and just chill out in the afternoon sun. And that's worth anything.
Oh, gorgeous.
You know?
Gorgeous. Just, it really is the simple things.
Oh, yeah. The small things. And I can take on the world again then after that half an hour.
Yeah.
But if I don't get it, I'll be crawling the walls.
Exactly.
So do what makes you happy at least once a day.
Yeah, and you know what I find, PJ, is that a lot of people don't realise what makes them happy. They're not familiar with it. They've never sat down and thought about it.
Because they haven't given themselves the time.
They haven't given themselves the time. And once you know, once you sit down and think about it or start paying attention to little things you're doing throughout the day that make you happy, you can actually incorporate them into your day and do them more often.
Which is a great way to finish. Thank you very much. Susanna Saradas is a mind care coach.
Cork's 96 FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.